So, Arthur, we've been working with you at the Denhamtown Community Center computer lab for a while now. How long have you been working over there?
Well, I've been there a year, developing the center, and now I'm there just in the operational side of it.
Right, and you've been in charge of some instructional activity as well. You've been teaching some?
Yes, I've been teaching entrepreneurship. That's my responsibility.
And how, at this point, would you evaluate the current project we're working on, we're trying to bring in there? Are there, do you see certain advantages or disadvantages to how it works and how it's going?
Yes, the advantage of having both yourself and Rebecca involved is that you carry an exciting component to the learning aspects to this for the students. Otherwise, it is just a regular classroom environment in that they tend to shy away from. But your hands-on interactive learning through music and seeing what can happen on the website, being able to put information there, stimulated the learning process.
What else would you add?
Well, we've faced some troubles in Denhamtown getting the music project going. Can you just talk about some of the challenges that starting projects like this can run up against?
Yes, my input should have been on a part-time voluntary basis. It is a little more than that, and I do have difficulties because the personnel that I work with are otherwise engaged. Like the principal, she's a full-time teacher elsewhere. She's also a student. So it means that I have to wait on her and on her timetable, which to some extent sets back my programs and what we'd like to achieve. We're not able to get a lot done with the music because the equipment is just not up to speed.